Okay. The topic of today's podcast centers around the idea of mental strength or mental toughness in sport. What does it take to become a professional athlete? I'm here with Joseph Zhao, a friend from the United States who's been playing professional football in Germany since the age of 16. A few years ago, he suffered a knee injury that put him out for a total of 22 months. So today we're going to talk about the mental barriers he encountered along the way, as well as discuss the mental strength involved in becoming a professional athlete. Many think it's solely skill-based, and the mental side of the game isn't publicized as much. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me,
Joseph.
Pleasure.
So, can you talk about your injury first? I know it was a really long injury, and I have never sort of gone through an injury of such an extent where I have to keep up my positive attitude and determination for such a long time. And I can imagine that there were a lot of ups and a lot of downs that came with it. What was it like, first of all?
My injury?
Yes.
Oh, man, it was a difficult time. I'm not gonna lie. Mainly because that was the first serious injury I had ever gotten in my career, you know. Maybe I had a couple knocks here and there, a sprained ankle, but nothing that lasted more than 3 weeks. So the doc told me that I should prepare myself to not play soccer anymore, and that I should be happy if I can, you know, play professional sports again. That kind of hit me. Kind of hit me really hard.
What was your immediate reaction to, I mean, how does someone even react to that? Because you've been playing the sport since you were, I don't even know, maybe 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So how do you react to that? It's your profession.
Yeah, you know, it's my profession, but at the same time, it's also like my life, you know? My dad plays, my sister plays, my grandfather plays. Like, it's something that brought the family together. That's like one of the reasons why I've been able to travel to all the places I've been to. It's a huge part of, like, you know, why me and my father have such a great relationship. Like, we bond through the game. So, you know, it's not just the job, it was my life. And then when the doc told me that I might not be able to play again, I just broke down. I started crying, you know. That was just the first reaction. It was just something that happened. I didn't even want to cry, but it just happened like that when I heard those words.
That must have been probably one of the lowest points that you've been at as in your whole life. What was actually going through your mind? Because, you know, there's like two ends of the spectrum where someone just accepts the fact that, you know, okay, someone has told me, someone who knows more than me is saying that I won't be able to do this ever again. You know, this is his profession. He's saying to me, like, right now, based on everything that he knows, that I probably will never be able to play again. But then there's the other side of the scale, and that's the person inside of you that is saying, like, I don't care what someone is saying to me. I'm gonna come back maybe better than I was even before.
Right. Yeah, you know, obviously when he first said the words, like, I broke down, when I slowly started to, like, comprehend everything, I don't wanna say I didn't understand it, but I didn't wanna believe it. I didn't wanna accept it. It couldn't have been true. That was my thinking. Like, no, it can't be, you know? And I think that's one of the main reasons that drove me to come back, you know, because I never fully accepted what the doctor told me in that office.
You think that was denial, or do you think that that's just mental strength? Or, I mean, what even is that?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, those early stages, like being in his office, that definitely was like, that was denial. That was like, nah. But as the rehab process went on, like, you know, a couple months out, then that's where the mental toughness started to come in. Like, when times got really hard, because him telling me that I wasn't gonna play anymore, that wasn't even the worst of the worst yet. Not even, it was a couple months after my surgery when my knee wasn't reacting well to the surgery. That was like the real low point. So after I got the surgery, my body had to, you know, accept the, say it, my body had to adjust to the like newly implanted cartilage into my knee, so it was like reacting a bit, so it was always swollen, it was always pulsing, it was just giving me pain. Like, there was some nights where I really couldn't sleep because it was just throbbing, like pain. The fluid in my knee was a lot, and that's when I was like, geez, how the heck am I gonna play soccer after something like this? Like, I couldn't even walk, couldn't put any weight on my leg. And this was a couple months after the surgery. So I was like confused, you know? And that's where things got really, really hard.
What did it take? So, unlike most people, you were under contract with Borussia Dortmund. So you had, you know, a physical therapist, equipment, probably you had cryotherapy, you had ice baths, you had hot tubs, you had everything that you could possibly need to come back from an injury like this. But still, what did it take every morning to get up and go to rehab and do the same shit for a year, 2 years?
It took a lot, man. It took a lot of thinking, soul searching. It was like, there was no choice. I couldn't stop, you know? I wasn't gonna accept that I could never play again. Every morning I would just wake up and just try to focus on the task at hand, just, you know, get through the day, recover. And any little victories, then I would try and build up upon that. So the first few stages, I had to separate myself from the game a bit. Couldn't really watch too much soccer because it was too hard. So I was just focusing purely on the rehab. But every morning I would wake up, I would just say, if my goal that day was to do like weights or whatever it was, I was just like, all right, I'm gonna try and get this amount of weights pushed out. I'm gonna try and squat this amount. And I was just thinking, like, man, I was already this close at Dortmund and the national team. I gotta pick up where I left off. I gotta come back. There was no other option for me. Like, I wasn't thinking, yeah, some days got hard. Some days, like, I was like, ah, fuck, man. But there never was any, quitting was never an option for me. And that's just my nature. Like, no matter how hard things get, it'll get hard. There are definitely days where I was like, man, I do not feel like going to rehab. But then there was a voice in my head, you know, I always want to repay my dad for all the time he invested in me. My mom, be someone that my sister looks up to, and then thinking about those things every day is definitely what helped me get out of bed each morning.
Mm-hmm. So, I kind of want to go a little bit off of what I had planned for a sec, and well, first I want to ask, like, what does mental toughness mean to you? What does it mean to be mentally tough? Because a lot of people, when asked what does it mean to be mentally tough, talk about how it means to push through a barrier to achieve a goal. But in my opinion, that's really not, it's not so black and white as that, because some barriers are a lot more challenging than others, and it doesn't take great mental strength to it doesn't take as great of mental strength, in my opinion, to do something that is a lot easier than what you did. And so something that, like, what you went through was really, really hard from my perspective. But for someone else, you know, something else would have been, like, could have been equally as hard to them that I don't think is really being, like, mentally tough. So if someone who is obese is trying to lose weight, for example, and they find it really mentally challenging to not eat, like, the sweets, or, like, to not eat, like, just, like, shit in general, that to me is not that as mentally challenging as, say, what you went through, which was, you know, to have to deal with seeing other people train for 2 years while you're on the side not doing anything. So what does mental toughness really mean to you? How would you define it, having been, you know, at both ends of the spectrum, where you have to be mentally tough in the good times, but you also have to be mentally tough in the bad times?
Mental toughness to me, I would say, is like a sound mind, you know, being able to control your thoughts, you know, like discipline, not giving in to certain emotions, not giving in to certain voices that come in your head. You know, mental toughness is different for every person, but, you know, it's about how you react to the things that are hard in your perspective. So, like how you were saying with the obese person, it may be really hard for them to stay away from sweets, you know? And their mental toughness would have to be to be able to control those voices in their head telling them, yeah, just go ahead, have one more bite, you know? The mental tough person who's really trying to lose that weight, they won't give in to that. Just like in my situation, I didn't give in to the voices that were saying, oh, man, you got another year and a half left of rehab. How are you gonna do it? Because, like, if I had looked at it like that, that just makes the road that much harder. Just taking things one day at a time. So, you know, mental toughness for me is definitely a sound mind, being able to have control over your thoughts in good times and bad times, you know.
What about, like differentiating between mental toughness and just, like, these small little bursts of motivation that you have? Because mental toughness and, like, determination really is so different than motivation, because motivation is like these little bursts of, like, adrenaline for, like, that you get, maybe you probably would get them after, like, I don't know, I get them after watching, let's say, like, a really inspiring video or, like, listening to an inspiring talk. You get this, like, sudden burst of motivation to, like, play or, like, work out or train or something. But it's completely different than determination, which is completely different than mental toughness. Like, how were they there for you? Like, how was motivation there for you during that time? How was determination there for you during that time? How was mental toughness there for you in that time? How did they differentiate, like, during that time?
That's a good question. So the mental toughness was the key factor in me not giving up. The determination is, like, I want to say my nature. Like, I'm determined to persevere, you know? And then the motivation comes in where the motivation would just come in spurts, like how you said, you know? Maybe I might be at the training ground and I might see guys at training and I'm like, man, when I get back on the field, I'm about to go ham. And then just for like, I'll have this energy come over me for a few hours and I'll just go pump it out in the gym. And then I'm like, okay, I can look myself in the mirror today and know I did well. So those three things definitely play like key roles in, you know, the whole perseverance of a certain situation.
Mm-hmm. That was obviously the time when you were tested most mentally. Like, did you know that you would be able to, like, be this mentally tough? Because it seems like, I don't really know your career as well as obviously you know, but it seems like you had a pretty steady rise to first team like football, whereas a lot of players maybe struggle a lot in those early stages. So was this really the first time that, you know, now looking back at everything that you've done in your life, was that the first time that you were tested 100% mentally in that sort of capacity?
My young boy Kobe, see, this is where story time comes in full effect. I have been tested a million times before that. You know, that was like my first real injury, but there were definitely plenty of times that I was tested with roadblocks. So, residency when I was about 15.
Can you describe what that is?
Because residency is the national team in the States, under 17 national team. We all go down to Florida. So they'll pick maybe a pool of 30 players and we'll live in Florida. We train every day, go to school, and then we'll have training camps or friendly matches with against other national teams and everything like that. So that's why they called it the residency program. And down there, I was one of the first, I think I was one of only two of us out of 30 that had just signed a Nike contract. And my coach thought that by us signing the contract that we thought we were better than everybody, which wasn't the case because it's not even my nature. But the coach started taking it out on us for some reason. And mind you, we're still young kids. And this coach is a grown man. And you come to training every day and he's yelling at you, telling you you're not better than anyone. Benching you, not letting you go on trips. And as a kid, I'm like, wait a minute. All my friends are going and I just have to stay back and go to school while everybody else is in Argentina or in Peru playing games, and I'm here doing algebra. And I was like, I couldn't understand it. But once again, I was tested. And with that situation, that's where the determination came in. And I was like, man, I'm not gonna let this guy get the best of me. So while those guys were at camps, then I would be at the fields training. Me and my friend Charles, sometimes my boy Kobe, we would just go grab the balls and go to the field every day after school. You know, persevered through that situation. Ended up, you know, making it out of there. And I went to Hoffenheim in Germany. And that's when a lot of those guys went to college. So yeah, I make it to Hoffenheim and I don't want to say a similar situation like that happened, but another weird situation happened to where I had changed my management, you know, my agent, and the club didn't really like that. They wanted to work with my previous agent, but normally that shouldn't have any effect on my relationship with the club, but for some reason it did. And the manager of Hoffenheim told me he was going to rip up my contract. He actually did rip up my contract and suspended me indefinitely.
How old were you at that point?
I was 18. And I was like, what am I going to do? I couldn't train with the team. It was like, I don't want to say it was a nightmare, but it was just a very strange time. You know, where I was also tested mentally. I had to stay calm. I had to just remain in shape. And just know, have faith that you know, the situation is not going to be hard forever. You know, the storm will pass. You know, there's also been times where, you know, because I came out here really young, you know, where, like, we slept in cars, we slept on the floor. There's been times back home in Maryland, you know, where I used to sleep over my cousin's house, and they weren't really having a, things were tough with their family, my aunt and them. We would sleep on the floor in the basement. It was cold, it was hard. So, like, the injury wasn't the first, like, hardship that I had dealt with, but it was just hard because that was at a time where I felt like everything was coming together. You know, all my struggle was starting to pay off. It was where I first started getting minutes at a top club in the world, you know, Borussia Dortmund with Jurgen Klopp. And then with the national team going into the cycle right after the World Cup, felt like I was finally getting my shine that I so that I'd worked for so hard. And then the injury came and just smacked me right back down. I feel like that's what made it so much harder.
Mm-hmm. And I know I come to a lot when things are going not so great, in whether I have an injury or if I'm just not playing and I just want to talk about it, then I normally will call you on the phone. But and a lot of times you talk about how a lot of players don't make it because they have a lack of because they're lacking that mentality to push through in those like hard times, and you've also been around like a lot of players, and you've probably have seen a lot of really talented players not make it, but also a lot of not so talented players who have maybe that mental strength and end up making it. Why is that? Like, why does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, mentality, it's not a mistake why some guys are where they are. You know, I've played with guys that had all the talent in the world, but they didn't have the mental capacity to just stay focused and sacrifice small things for the greater goal. And I've seen players who have been not half as talented as some of my closest friends, but go much farther and have great careers just because of discipline and being willing to go the extra mile. You know, like it's a game of inches. You know, sometimes it may not seem like a lot, but just putting in an extra hour a day, that adds up, you know? And that's that mentality that you want to have if you want to become a professional. Because when you look at it, across the entire world, how many soccer players there are, and everybody is trying to make it to a top league. When you look at the top leagues, that makes up about maybe 5% of all the people really playing soccer. Like, those EPL players that you see on TV is about 1%. You know, Bundesliga players is like 2%. So to make it into there, you have to be willing to sacrifice a lot, you know? And sometimes it's not always fun. There was definitely times where, like, my friends were going to parties or going to prom or doing this and going on vacation, going to the beach. Like, there was a lot of things that I missed out on that, you know, at the time I was like, dang, man, I wish I went. There was a lot of things I missed out on being home, like my sister growing up, my cousins, being away from my mom, my dad, my aunt, my grandma, my uncle, having kids, like a lot of things that you miss out. And it's just a question that you have to ask yourself, like, how far are you willing to go to get to this dream that you had? Because as a soccer player, you don't have that much time. You know, you have maybe 10, 15 years where you can really get to like the best, get like the best out of yourself. And then after that, after like 35, 36, if you really keep yourself in good shape, 37, that's when you like hang up the boots. So, you know, it's a sacrifice for those few years so you can live a good life, or look in the mirror and say, I did everything for my dream. So it comes down to, what do you really want?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, now I'm out here trying to do something similar. I don't think I've gone through as much per se, but I think, like you said at the beginning, it's different for everyone.
It's different for everybody.
Man. And, but I think, I really think that, now, you know, I'm seeing more, like, professional sports from the view of an outsider is solely skill-based, but really, it seems like it's 99% a mental thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And mental toughness is at the very, very top of that. So, yeah, I mean, that's something that I am now experiencing. I haven't experienced as much as you yet, but certainly it's something that is appearing in everything that I'm doing with the sport. I want to go back to your injury, which was actually supposed to be the main focus, but we kind of went a little bit off.
Okay.
I know you would definitely have what setbacks, you know, like I had setbacks when I had my 5-month injury, which obviously is only a fourth of what you went through, but I had setbacks even with that, where the doctor said that, like, my back, when I fractured my back, that it wasn't progressing well, I'd have to be out another 6 weeks, and then another 6 weeks, and then another 6 weeks. And so it just takes a toll on your mind, because you think, like, just when you think that you are about to make like some breakthrough in your injury and maybe you can start making that next progression into running or into jogging, into increasing the weight on a certain exercise, into jumping, whatever it is, what's the effect, or what's the toll on your mind of a setback? And how, like, what advice would you give to mentally overcome those setbacks, you know?
I feel you. Like, a tough one. I know what you mean, because I definitely have my setbacks with the knee injury. You know, you gotta pass like certain fitness tests, and if you don't pass, and you gotta do certain things over again. You know, you get eager, you get antsy. Yeah, it's just like the process. You know, also what helps is talking to people who have been through something similar. That helps, you know, knowing that there is, you know, an end, knowing that there's going to be a happy end, and just trying to believe in that and work towards that. That's what helped me, at least, you know, speaking to some people who had similar injuries. They would tell me, like, yeah, it was like that, but, you know, it's gonna hurt in the beginning, you're gonna have a rough time, but you gotta just keep going. And that's what it is in tough times.
A lot of people tend to put on like a brave face to be cool, or to just show that they're not letting it phase them.
Right.
And they probably would say that it's mentally weak to reach out for help, or it's mentally weak if you show your emotions as you had done when they said that you would never play again. But what would you say to those people?
I would say that's bullshit, man. That's bullshit. A real man is able to show when he's sad and show when he's mad. I'm not gonna sit up here and lie to anyone and tell them that it was not hard. There were days when I would freaking cry hard as hell, man. Like, out of just anger, out of frustration, just asking, like, why me? Why did it happen to me? Why at that time? Out of sheer confusion, you know? I'm not gonna sit here and lie to someone and tell them that times don't get hard, because that's not real. That's not the truth. And being able to be vulnerable and own up to those emotions, that is, you know, I don't want to say that's what makes you a man, but, you know, that is real right there, you know. Going up to someone and acting like, oh, I'm good, acting like you're good all the time, and then you go home and you're crying, that's
naive.
I don't want to say it's... Yeah, it is a bit naive. Because, you know, now that I've gotten a bit older, I have no problem with showing my emotions anymore. When you're younger, it's this little macho man complex that you want to put on, you know, when in actuality, you're just bottling up your feelings.
Does it get easier to be... Is mental toughness something that you can not train... I don't know if this is the right way to phrase it, but is it something that you can work on, mental toughness?
Yeah, definitely.
Or does it just come from experience? Naturally, as you push through things, does it come from experience? Or naturally, also, I'm going to guess that it also diminishes if you keep saying, if you keep letting things get to you and you keep giving up, then you're mentally getting weaker and weaker and weaker every single time, to the point where you're going to be giving up on little things.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely comes from experience. Like I said, mental toughness is just having a sound mind in certain situations. It comes to experience. You can train it. But it's also a bit of, like, what are you made of, you know? What do you want to, I don't want to say what do you want to be remembered as, but like, what is the person that you want to be, you know, and what do you have to do to get to that stage? And if you are the man that you say you are, then there's some things that you got to fight through. It's a choice that you have to make. That's what I want to say. And with those choices, that's when you build character. That's when the character builds. That's when the mental toughness builds. And once you get through situations, then that's when you start to build confidence in yourself. And that's why when I say, like, I say naive. Now that I'm older, not like I didn't know who I was before, but, like, you get more comfortable with who you are when you're older. Now I'm 26. I really don't, like... cater to people's, like, wants or needs or anything like that, or their feelings, because I know who I am. So if you don't, you know, like a certain thing about me, it's okay. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I know who I am. I'm confident with who I am, and certain situations that I've been in have made me who I am today, you know. And it's all just a life process. So, like, just by saying certain things like this, you can't just get, you know, mental toughness overnight. Like, it builds.
Again, I think that mental toughness overnight idea is more motivation,
right?
And people mistake it for being mentally tough,
right?
When, like, they just get these small little bursts
of motivation.
But also, I think there's two... Well, I think there's many different types of mental toughness, but in terms of for you, you know, there's that mental toughness long-term of pushing through an injury with setbacks that you had. But then there's also mental toughness on the field itself. Mm. When you're in game and let's say, and your team is losing, or you're beat up, tired as fuck, and you have to keep pushing through because... you're a professional athlete, this is your job. That's another form of mental toughness. Like, when do you experience that form of mental toughness also? And was it really, really, again, prominent, like, towards the beginning of your, of the end of that rehab stage into the, like, the playing stage at the end of your injury? So, like, that was the time where you probably had to push the hardest on the field because you weren't in shape.
Right. Oh, and yeah.
That's another form of mental toughness.
Right.
When you have to, you have to perform at your highest capabilities, you know, and you also have to push through these, like, mental barriers that you set yourself
right.
on the field.
For sure. Definitely. Like, when I came back from my injury, it was a process to get back into form. But along with the fact that I was just happy to be back out there, I was also hungry to, I was just hungry for redemption. Because in my case, there was a lot of people thinking like, oh man, this fool is finished, he's injured, he was at Dortmund, now he's gone, now he's this, now he's that. And so those things drove me early on, you know, they drove me. And now looking back on it, it kind of drove me a bit in the wrong direction because it gave me like, you know, I was playing revenge ball. I was angry, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like a different type of redemption that I want to get. But, you know, still when I'm on the field and I'm tired, now that I'm older, I used to be like, oh man, I don't want to get too tired. But now it's like, you're supposed to get tired. And now, once you're tired, then that's when you keep pushing. That's when you keep going.
You ever think back to that, those like low, low moments when you're beat up and you think that you can't give any more, but you have to?
Yeah, I definitely do. I definitely do. Like, I don't even, sometimes I don't even think about those moments, man. Sometimes I think about, like, what I was saying before, like, nights when we used to sleep in the car, or, you know, sometimes if my mom was sick, I would think about that. You know, I would just think about certain things that just motivated me in a different light, you know?
Would you say that you are mentally tough? Or would you say, yeah, would you say that you're mentally tough in comparison to the rest of the world?
It's tough. This is a tough question because, like, I don't know everyone in the world. But, like, for my standards, for what I've been through, I can say, yeah, you know, I've done pretty well for myself, you know. Doctor told me I never was going to play again, and I came back. In 2 years, and within a year, or after 1 year, I was already back up in the second Bundesliga, where a lot of people don't even make it to that league. And I made it there after a career-ending injury. And it's not even the end of the road. I'm still only 26, you know, so I definitely overcame a lot of odds. So I would say I'm somewhat mentally tough.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I have no more questions, and I think this is a good place to end the podcast. Thank you for participating.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, buddy.